Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and rich topics in your WJE GCSE Religious Studies course, Hindu Practices. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this podcast is going to walk you through everything you need to know in a way that actually sticks. Hindu Practices is a topic that rewards students who go beyond surface-level description. Your examiners are looking for you to connect the physical actions, the rituals, the festivals, the pilgrimages, to the deeper spiritual concepts behind them. Think of it this way. Every act of worship in Hinduism is a step on a journey towards moksha, liberation from the cycle of death and rebirth. Once you understand that, the whole topic clicks into place. So let's get started. Grab your notes and let's make sure you're exam ready. Let's begin with the absolute foundation. The three concepts that underpin every single Hindu practice you'll study. These are dharma, karma, and moksha. Dharma is your sacred duty, the moral and religious obligations that govern how you live. It differs depending on your stage of life, your caste, and your gender. When Hindus perform puja, observe festivals, or go on pilgrimage, they are fulfilling their dharma. Karma is the law of cause and effect. Every action, good or bad, creates an imprint on your soul, your Atman, and determines the conditions of your next life in the cycle of samsara, which is the cycle of birth, death, and rebirth. Positive actions, like sincere worship and charitable giving, generate good karma. Negative actions accumulate bad karma and delay your spiritual progress. Moksha is the ultimate goal, liberation from samsara altogether. It is the moment when the individual Atman, your soul, realizes its unity with Brahman, the universal divine reality. Every practice in Hinduism, from the simplest home puja to a pilgrimage to Varanasi, is ultimately aimed at this goal. Now let's talk about puja, worship. This is the most important daily practice for Hindus, and it can take place both at home and in the mandir, the temple. In the home, most Hindu families have a dedicated shrine called a puja room or altar, where they keep a murti, a sacred image or statue of a deity. Now, this is a crucial exam point. The murti is not an idol. Examiners will credit you for explaining that the murti is a focal point for the divine presence. It is a way of making the invisible visible. The Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 26, supports this beautifully. If one offers to me with devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I accept that offering of love from the pure-hearted. This quote is gold in your exam. It shows that puja is an act of bhakti, loving devotion, not mere ritual. The steps of puja include avahana, inviting the deity, abhisheka, bathing the murti with milk, honey, and water, offering flowers, incense, and food, and finally, ardi, the waving of a lit flame before the murti. The flame represents the light of divine knowledge, dispelling the darkness of ignorance. Darshan, beholding the deity, is the spiritual reward of puja. It is believed that the deity looks back at the worshiper, and this mutual gaze is spiritually transformative. In the mandir, worship is led by a Brahmin priest, and the rituals are more elaborate. The temple itself is built to represent the cosmos, with the shikara, the tower, pointing towards the heavens. In the UK, mandirs serve an additional social function. They are community centers, places of cultural preservation, and spaces for religious education. This distinction between home and temple worship, and between practice in India and the UK, is something WJHEC examiners specifically reward. Now let's move to festivals. You need to know two in particular, Diwali and Holi. Diwali, the Festival of Lights, takes place in October or November during the Hindu month of Kartik. It lasts 5 days and celebrates the return of Rama and Sita from exile, as told in the Ramayana. Hindus light diyas, small oil lamps, to guide Rama home and to welcome Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth and prosperity, into their homes. Rangoli patterns are created on doorsteps. Puja is performed for Lakshmi. In the UK, Diwali is celebrated with fireworks, community events, and sharing sweets. It has become a major cultural celebration beyond the Hindu community. Holi, the Festival of Colors, takes place in February or March during the month of Falguna. Its mythological origin is the story of Prahlad, a devoted follower of Vishnu, and his evil aunt Holika, who tried to burn him alive. Prahlad survived because of his devotion, and Holika perished in the flames. The bonfire lit on the eve of Holi, called Holika Dahan, commemorates this. The next day, people throw colored powder, gulal, celebrating the victory of good over evil and the arrival of spring. This is a key distinction. Diwali is about light, and Lakshmi, Holi, is about color and the defeat of evil. Do not mix them up. Now, pilgrimage. The most sacred pilgrimage site in Hinduism is Varanasi, also known as Kashi or Banaras, on the banks of the river Ganges in northern India. Varanasi is believed to be the city of Shiva, and it is considered the most auspicious place to die because dying there is said to guarantee moksha. Pilgrims bathe in the Ganges at the Ghats, the stepped riverbanks, to wash away their karma and purify their Atman. The act of bathing in the Ganges is not merely symbolic. Hindus believe the sacred waters literally cleanse the soul of accumulated bad karma, accelerating the journey towards moksha. This is the soteriological significance, the salvation significance, that examiners want you to articulate. Finally, samskaras, rites of passage. There are 16 traditional samskaras marking key life transitions. The most important for your exam are namakarana, the naming ceremony, performed 11 days after birth, the sacred thread ceremony, upanayana, for boys of the upper three varnas, marking entry into religious study, and antyeshti, funeral rites, which include cremation, reflecting the Hindu belief that the body is temporary but the Atman is eternal. The ashes are scattered in a sacred river, ideally the Ganges. Right. Let's talk exam technique. WJHC awards marks across two assessment objectives, AO1, which is knowledge and understanding, worth 50%, and AO2, which is analysis and evaluation, also worth 50%. This means half your marks come from what you know and half from how well you argue and evaluate. For explain questions, use the PEE structure: point, evidence, ideally a sacred text quote, and explanation of the theological impact. For example, puja is an act of bhakti. That's your point. As the Bhagavad Gita states, if one offers to me with devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I accept that offering of love. That's your evidence. This shows that the sincerity of devotion matters more than the material value of the offering, linking the physical act to the spiritual goal of union with Brahman, and that's your explanation. For 15-mark discuss questions, you must present multiple perspectives. Don't just describe one view. Compare Vaishnavism, devotion to Vishnu, with Shaivism, devotion to Shiva, and show how their practices differ. Always end with a clear, justified conclusion. Examiners specifically state that a conclusion must provide a valid judgment, not just a summary. Common mistakes to avoid. First, never call the Murti an idol. Always explain it as a focal point for divine presence. Second, do not confuse Diwali and Holi. Remember, Diwali is Rama and Sita, Holi is Prahlad and Holika. Third, when writing about pilgrimage, always explain the karmic significance. Don't just say people go to the Ganges to wash. Explain why washing in the Ganges is believed to accelerate moksha. Use Sanskrit terminology throughout. Murti, arti, darshan, bhakti, samsara, moksha, dharma, karma, atman, brahman. Examiners are explicitly instructed to credit specific Sanskrit terms over generic English equivalents. Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask the question, pause, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the Sanskrit term for the sacred image used in Hindu worship? The answer is Murti. Question 2. Which festival celebrates the story of Prahlad and Holika? The answer is Holi. Question 3. What is the ultimate spiritual goal in Hinduism? The answer is moksha, liberation from samsara. Question 4. What is the term for the act of beholding the deity during puja? The answer is darshan. Question 5. In which city is the most sacred Hindu pilgrimage site located? The answer is Varanasi, on the banks of the river Ganges. Question 6. What does Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 verse 26 tell us about offerings? It tells us that God accepts any offering made with sincere devotion, a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, emphasizing bhakti over material value. Brilliant work getting through all of that. Let's do a super quick summary of the key threads. Hindu practices are all connected by the journey from samsara to moksha. Puja, whether at home or in the mandir, is an act of bhakti that purifies karma and brings the worshiper closer to Brahman. Festivals like Diwali and Holi celebrate mythological stories that embody core Hindu values. the triumph of good over evil, devotion, and the power of divine grace. Pilgrimage to Varanasi is the ultimate physical expression of the desire for moksha. And samskaras mark the sacred transitions of life, reminding Hindus that every stage of existence is an opportunity to fulfill dharma and accumulate good karma. Remember, in your exam, connect every practice to a concept, back it up with a sacred text quote, and always evaluate multiple perspectives and longer answers. You've got this. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.